Okay, in this podcast, I'm going to be talking about using LaTeX-it to integrate LaTeX text and equations into other documents, such as keynote presentations, Adobe Illustrator figures, for example. So what LaTeX-it is this little utility that comes with the MacTeX distribution. You can also download it on its own. And it allows you to type in LaTeX text, such as this equation equals mc squared. What it does is it typesets it as a small transparent PDF, just the equation on its own. And you can then drag this PDF, or copy and paste it into other documents. So for example, here I've got a keynote presentation. Einstein's most famous equation is, so I just want to drag this in here, equals mc squared. Position it as I'd like. So we've got it lined up in the center here. And I've got this integrated right into my keynote presentation. One of the great features of LaTeX-it is it uses something called Linkback, which lets you do editing after the fact with these dragged and drop PDFs. So if I decided I wanted this in red, for example, if I have the LinkBackIt plugin for Keynote, I can go to Edit, Edit in LaTeX-it, and there we go. It opens my equation, and you see I change this to red, click on LaTeX-it, and it redoes it. Or if I wanted to change this to equals mc cubed because I'm a little confused, I could have it update that too, and it updates it right in the Keynote window. One great use for LaTeX-it is creating mathematical labels and equations that you can import into Illustrator figures for mathematical diagrams. So here's an example of a square. I've labeled each side with its length s, area equals s squared, written in the middle. Now this doesn't look so bad on its own, but if I'm going to include this in a LaTeX document, the typesetting, the text in here, isn't going to match the surrounding mathematical text. And in fact, this is actually something you see quite often, even in math books, where the figures don't match the text. So what I can do with LaTeX-it, first let me just get rid of these other labels that are ordinary just text using the text tool in Illustrator. So first let me create an S in LaTeX-it, nice LaTeX S. Let me just duplicate this for the other sides. So I've labeled the four sides with their length S. Just line this up a little bit. And then in the middle, I want to write area equals S squared. Again, I just drag it in. And if I include this in my LaTeX document as a figure, the text is going to match the figure perfectly. So for the final part of this podcast, I'm going to be talking about using Adobe Illustrator to create 3D figures that you can then create mathematical labels with LaTeX-it and integrate these into the 3D figures. So in addition to Illustrator's 2D capabilities, it's actually got some really great 3D abilities. I'm going to start by drawing a polygon here, a triangle. Before I make it 3D, I'm actually going to eliminate the outline, so it's just a plain white triangle. And I'm going to use the Effect 3D Extrude and Bevel. So what this does is this is going to make this triangle into a prism. Let me make it a little longer here. Yeah, that looks good. I'm going to hit OK. Now, suppose that I wanted to actually label the sides of this prism. What I could do is I could can actually write an equation, or in this case an expression here in LaTeX-it. So here, in this case, it's the LaTeX logo. Now I'm going to drag and drop this into Illustrator. That looks a little too small. I'm going to increase the size here. So I'm going to increase it to 64 point. There, that looks good. And in order to map something onto the surface of a 3D object, I need to add it to the symbol palette. So here I click on the symbol palette here, and I create a new symbol based on my selection, which is the LaTeX logo. So now what I can do is go back to this 3D figure and modify it. Let me hit preview so we can see what we're doing, and click on Map Art. And with map art, I can now map anything from the symbol palette onto the figure, including this nice LaTeX logo I dragged over here. So let me position it on the face of the triangle here. Let me just create another one on this face that's shown. That looks good. And so what Illustrator does is not only does it map it on to the 3D figure here, but it, in fact, I can reposition the figure and it will adjust how the perspective and everything else appears. It'll change the lighting accordingly. And if I click on more options, I can actually play with the lighting a little bit more even. So using this, you can create 3D figures with some of these amazing image mapping and lighting and other controls, and integrate LaTeX labels into these images. So in the last part, I showed you how to create 3D figures that had LaTeX labels on them in Adobe Illustrator. So one thing that you often have to do in mathematics is you sometimes have to label parts of the figure that you can't even see. So it might be that I want to label the backside of this prism here and have it sort of show through the back. And in fact, Illustrator can do that. It's a little bit tricky, but I'm going to show how to do it. So let me create a new triangle here. What the heck? Let's make it a pentagon. And if I want this the prism that I'm going to make to have transparent faces, so I can see through to the backside, what I've got to do is actually adjust the opacity here. So let me find the opacity palette here. Should be here somewhere. Oh, here we go. Transparency, opacity. So I'm going to set this at about, say, 80%. That's pretty good for seeing through to the back. And now there's one little trick that you've got to do here. If I were to just continue as I did last time, I would end up with a transparent prism, but you wouldn't be able to see through the faces. You'd actually be able to just see through the whole thing to the back. You wouldn't be able to see sort of the inside. So what I have to do is, after I make it transparent, I do object group to group the transparency with the pentagon itself. So that's really the main trick that you have to do here. So now if I do Illustrator Effects 3D Extrude and Bevel, I can make a prism just as I did last time. And now we see that it's transparent, so if I map the logos onto it, I'm going to use the LaTeX logo again for this front one. Let's put another one on the back. And these dark faces are hidden. Let's put a blue bird here. So as you can probably tell, we actually can't see those logos that I put on the hidden faces. So in order to do that, what you have to do is select Draw Hidden Faces, and then we can actually see through the image to what's on the other side. And using this, you can create mathematical figures, for example, where you can see sort of what's going on the invisible faces, and it takes care of, again, the shading, the transparency, and everything very nicely here. Automatically in Illustrator.